back. Oh, girl.
Hope everybody is just as excited as we are.
You know, I mean, I would say that we're gonna resurrect ourselves, like, in honor of the holiday, but it's the wrong holiday. I forgot Easter is the resurrection one.
Well, yeah. We can make it a Christmas phoenix rising /
Christmas miracle.
Jesus dressed up as a bunny rabbit, so we can make Jesus a phoenix.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm thinking of, like, you know, rising, right? Phoenixes rise. That's what they
do. When did he dress up as a bunny rabbit?
For Easter.
Oh, that's the lore behind the bunny, the Easter bunny?
Well, it's my interpretation. It never made any sense that there's this big rabbit jumping around, collecting eggs, no less.
Jesus came out of a cave and he was like, okay, so don't nobody talk about my bunny costume. It was cold in this cave, okay? I had to kill it and wear its skin. We're not going to dress this.
And then it just ate so many eggs that it just got, like, larger and larger throughout the years.
Exactly.
scale.
Yeah. It was, you know, back then there were a lot of animals that we don't have nowadays. You know, there were, like, the 5-foot-tall sloths. There were dinosaurs. I'm sure there were giant rabbits. Unicorns?
Dodo birds.
Oh, dodo birds. Similar to unicorns.
Classic.
Both extinct. Mm. Yeah.
Unlike this show.
Unlike this show. There you go. Yeah, so we've decided to come together again, reunited, and it feels so good to bring y'all a little present and catch y'all up on what we've been up to this past, how many months? Many months. We're not going to put a number on it. We don't need to put a label on this.
Yeah, it feels like it's been over a year, but I think it was under a year, something like that.
I think so, yeah.
And it's also been, saw each other.
Woo. Right, two times in the same year. Who would have thunk?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was
so
fun.
It's kind of like a double-edged sword. Like, I wanted to have recorded something, but also at the same time I was like, no, I want to live in the moment and, like, just enjoy this moment and not think about, like, curating content while I'm spending time with you. So
yeah, that is,
I don't regret
the issue, right? As content creators, we are now among the masses.
God.
Who always feel that pressure to put something out.
Do we feel that pressure?
I absolutely do not. I barely know how TikTok works, and I don't care. I'm fully embracing my older millennial life right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, same.
Same days. So
let's get into the moments that have made this year so fantabulous.
Are we going to kick it off with the big one?
Which is the big one?
I mean, if you don't consider it a big one, I think that's...
Uh-oh. Oh, I was like, when I saw you after 2 years, that's the big one.
Oh, yeah. Well, among this group of people, that is obviously the big one, but...
Right.
Aside from our visitations...
our half-hour visitation
rights. We, I was not present for one of the big moments in your life, but I was there before it happened, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Except for when we died, but we'll get into that later.
Well, yeah, that nearly, the best is yet to come.
The near-death event.
Yeah. We laugh now because we can, but...
But before... No. Yes. After that.
Yes. After surviving a near-death experience... I decided, fuck it. I just decided, you know what? If I survive that, then I think I can survive almost anything. So I was just like, the obvious next step is just to get married. Like,
whoa.
Right? Not that I got married to Avery.
No, spiritually, but.
Right. Our spirits will always be united.
And the word play wedding of it all, there is that binding, right?
Yeah.
Except for that.
It's the fiber. We're just bound by the fiber of life.
Oh, the tissue of puns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now I'm a married lady. My tits are taken.
Sadie. Okay. Taken tits. That's our sequel.
When Liam Neeson, we just get him on here. Taken.
Poor Liam. I honestly don't know what he was getting into, but oh well.
Oh, well.
Do you know what you got yourself into?
Oh, that's a good question. No, it's good. I don't know. I think everyone's first question is like, how does it feel? Like, is it different? And I'm like, no.
Oh, so like a birthday?
Yeah. Like a birthday. Like a big monumental, like a 50 birthday. Mm. Not that I would know how a 50 birthday feels, but I imagine.
Secrets coming
that it's
out.
Similar.
Mm-hmm. Milestones.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm married now. I cohabitate with my partner and our dog.
Was there a formal adoption process for Sherlock?
I didn't even really have a formal adoption process with him. I think the most formal thing was that I like put my name down when I microchipped him. And I was like, if he gets lost, you got to call me. Don't just like leave him out in the street. Right. So, yeah.
No ceremony.
But actually, I just realized that my old phone number is associated. I need to change that. Whoops.
That's the tangential
information for everybody.
We do this actually just to remind ourselves of things that we've
exactly
forgotten.
No, yeah, the goal is really for us to jog our memories of all the important things that we need to get done. This is purely, you know, secondary benefit is for y'all.
This is our podcast memo.
Yes.
Hey, memo. Okay, so how's Sherlock taken the change of it all?
Good. He, I think, has gotten more anxious over time being with me, but I read on Instagram, because obviously the internet only tells you things that are true, that dogs tend to adapt, you know, mannerisms of their owners and be like ways of being. And I was like, oh, makes sense that he would have gotten more anxious being with me. Like,
oh, no.
But also the poor dude, like, I mean, I moved into Aurelio's and then we found out that we had to move again because they sold the apartment we were living in. And so Sherlock has just been through a lot of big like moves. And so rightfully so, he's taken a bit to adjust. But as of now, it's like, okay, I think he's on the upswing. Hopefully.
Okay. Yeah, I think with any pet, that's going to be traumatic no matter what, even if they like traveling and moving and big changes.
Exactly. So, you know, we've just been like beefing him up with treats and a lot of cuddles and lots of outdoor time. And thankfully, we moved like in the same neighborhood, so it's not really too stressful for him. But I mean, the first couple of days between moving things into the new place and back and forth, I could tell that he was a little stressed, but I was also stressed, so maybe I was just projecting.
Poor buddy. Yeah. I remember after our big trip, he was a little despondent.
Yeah, even then, I think he just sensed that, like, ooh, things are happening.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy how Sycamore, even before I've started bringing out the luggage bags, he has his sixth sense for it. It's maddening. And I mean, fortunately, I know all his hiding spots at this point, but if you don't, then you're basically fucked.
Right. You're like, I guess the cat just opened the door and left. Like, he's not in the apartment anymore.
He left before me. I don't know where he is. He might arrive before, after. Who knows?
Somehow managed to open a window and let himself out. Just that's
oh
it.
God, that is one of my biggest fears, if he falls out the window. Woo! Yeah, so big changes afoot. Pets are dealing with it. People are dealing with it. And now you're in a place all by yourselves, right?
Yeah, we are doing the real married thing. We don't have roommates anymore. It's like, damn. I guess it's not pretend anymore. Not that it ever was pretend, but like, you know.
Yeah, there's an element there. If you're still living with people, maybe of not a colossal change in your life, perhaps. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, having your own space is always good. I can attest to that.
Yeah, well, you definitely can after all of the hurdles.
Oh my God. I can make a whole series about that. Definitely. Ooh, maybe I will. I'll call it fiction. Creative nonfiction. Loosely based on the terrible people I've lived with. Ta-da! Yeah.
I'd fucks with that. I feel like I could relive all that drama.
And rename them all, but with the same letters, the same
image. Yeah. Just do anagrams of their names.
Yeah. God. There'd be little, like, breadcrumbs left.
Exactly. They should know who they are.
At this point. Oh, my God. They're probably talking shit about me, too. It's fine. You know, I had this thought today. If you go through life and you just, like, count up how many people might, at that very moment, be, like, talking smack about you or something. Oh, my God, talking smack. There's a 90s callback. You know, something bad about you just because of their perception of what happened between the two of you.
Right.
I think that could be an interesting play, maybe. I don't know how. I don't know what the arc would be, but there could be something there. It's like how Amelie, you know, in that movie Amelie, she's thinking about all the people who are having sex right at that moment.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How many people would be talking shit about me right now? Hopefully not many.
Like, right, exactly. No, but that would be the twist. Like, it's this one character who just, like, thinks that they're really good and they just try and help everyone. And then secretly, like, just everyone talks shit about them behind their back. Like, no one likes them. They're like, this fucking do-gooder, like, out here. Like, they're not that altruistic. This can't be them. Like, blah, blah, blah.
It's very Larry David Seinfeld-like to imagine that. You know, it's just, like, kind of a negative perspective. But, oh, well.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I'm very cynical. I'm like, no, I mean, I try to do good in the world, but I'm sure that like everyone is just like, oh, this motherfucker.
Yeah, I thought my neighbor was going to call me up today and like, I don't know, yell at me, but she just wanted to get some help. And I was like, what? Yeah. Instinct of mine leads me to believe that somebody is that mad that she wants to call me and like ream me out of nowhere. Right. What?
Yeah. Not right. Even text you, call you to like let your ear hear the criticism.
It's like racking my brain. What could I have done? Yeah. But, you know, that's what we save up for the therapy time. Okay, so that was big. That was big. We had our two visits.
Yeah, I went to the U.S. for a little bit, finally, after a very long time. I think we touched on that the last episode. I think it was before I left.
Yeah, so. And then things kind of call it. There's a verb there. Something happened with time. It got crunched, and then it also expanded at the same time.
But just physics went crazy. Yeah. And, you know.
Mm-hmm. Something, it was like a, you know, a frozen bird bath. It exploded.
What?
I don't know. That's all I have for you.
Time is a frozen bird bath. You're the Einstein of the millennials. Like, theory of time is a frozen bird bath.
That's a good title for somebody. So that was good. We went to Dave and Buster's. That was my first adventure.
Dave and Buster's.
There. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't do so well on the dance game, Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh, DDR. Yeah. Mm. I always think I'm going to do good on DDR. Oof. And then I never really do good on DDR.
That was rough.
Yeah.
I definitely want to prep next time.
Some stretching. Yeah. Watch Save the Last Dance. You know, like.
Save the Last Dance, sure. No, if anything, I'd watch that stupid Kissing Booth movie because the sequel is all about DDR. They have some competition. What? Anyway, I shouldn't be out here plugging terrible movies. Only because the dude in that is hot. But DDR, look, no, not DDR, but our little adventure there gave me an inspiration to set a scene in my current novel.
Yes.
So.
Excellent. I cannot wait. I hope that she is better at DDR than we are.
You know, I didn't actually put DDR in it, but I should. I know. I stuck with basketball and skee-ball because I like skee-ball.
Fair. Mm. Okay. I mean, that's fine. As long as you can make some, like, since it is a romance novel, you have to make some sports in innuendos. You know, like
innuendo.
In your end.
Yeah, it's always my favorite. Yeah, there is a ping pong scene, so they get really involved there, but that's separate from Dave and Buster's.
I'm just sensing a theme of balls.
Yeah, like, well, there is
ski balls, the basketballs, the ping pong balls, other balls, I don't know. Maybe they juggle.
This wouldn't be an Avery Miles novel if we didn't include some 15-year-old puerile humor, but... Actually, yeah, I should, but that'll be like my little trademark from now on. Page 96, she always mentions balls.
Yes.
in every book, page 96. Yeah. I mean, yeah, 69 would be better, but I like
now
96.
All the listeners know. I mean, when y'all read her novel, you're going to be like, page 96, just only read page 96 and see how many times balls come up. Or fall, come down, I don't know.
Somebody matured in the book. Ew.
In this one page, somebody hits puberty.
I don't write young adult, but maybe I will just for this.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, maybe they have a younger brother or like a nephew or something and just happens to walk through the room and it's like, oh, his balls dropped. Moving on.
Yeah. Or whatever that happens to your voice when it cracks.
All right.
Yeah. So that was fun. And then I made it down to Santiago, finally.
You dropped like balls to Santiago. Uh-huh.
bounced down like a big ball, a big rolling ball. And managed to go skiing on my birthday.
That was
kind of a
So normally your birthday is in the summer in the Northern Hemisphere, right. But in the Southern Hemisphere, it's in the winter. So,
That was cool. I did fall, which I was a little bit frustrated about, but other than that, it worked.
I mean,
out
I was very impressed
well.
Though. So like Avery came down and rented a car and drove around a hectic Latin American metropolitan area on her like first day.
I think it was second full day, and
right, but still, I mean, damn, dude, she drove up to a mountain to go skiing. And, like,
well, the mountain driving was that was better than city driving.
True.
I was really really wowed by the Andes Mountains, and it was just kind of cool being up there. There was enough snow too, so that was good. I was worried because you know, climate change, but
just you know,
yeah. And I managed to talk to some people in Espanol, and I don't know why I said it like that. Espanol, because I'm de España.
Like that.
I made a little friend on the. I like plugged my other podcast on the lift going up the mountain.
Oh my god! I didn't know that. Jesus.
I don't think I gained him as a listener though.
Oh boo.
I know.
It's just like every episode, give him a shout out until he comes out of the woodworks. He's like, oh, hey.
Rodrigo, ¿dónde estás?
¿Por qué, Rodrigo? ¿Por qué?
Roddy, we had such a moment on the lift. Do you remember? Why do I have an accent? I don't know.
I don't know, but that one was definitely not Spanish, but that's okay.
I know. Yeah, so that was good. And then I think the next day we followed that up by a hike, also in the Andes.
Yeah, mountains. That was my my first time planning a hike, like planning the trail that we were going to take. Let's just say that.
Well, it happened. But it happened. Like we went on a hike.
And we did hike. We didn't see what we were supposed to see.
We saw something that we were supposed to see. I still maintain we saw a cascade. Like we saw a waterfall. I just don't think it was the one you.
We
wanted.
Saw the band Cascada, and they put on a concert.
A rock concert. Get it?
But I'm. That was good.
You know. I know. I patted myself on the back. But, you know, it was fine. I get to rest. I've never done that before. Like, taken a lie down during a hike.
Yeah.
I felt like a very old man. I was like, well, time is passing by so slowly. Let me just rest my poor ankle and back and knee and everything else that hurts on me.
Yeah.
It was very pretty, though.
It was pretty. I mean, it was an area that I hadn't really been to before. It was also really cool because on the way back, we got like these little guide dogs that just found us. They were like these stray dogs that accompanied us the whole way back. There were some wild horses that like scared the shit out of us.
Wild horses. Yeah. And then the dogs barked at them. The dogs were definitely nice companions, but I did feel a little manipulated. Like they did. It was like it was a transactive. Wait, that's not how you say it. It was definitely, what am I looking for? What's the word? Transitory? No, not transitory. It was a.
A choo-choo.
They wanted something from us.
I'm gonna make her find it until I believe it'll what you're looking for is transactional.
Transactional, yeah. It would have come to me later, but in the moment my brain doesn't like to provide answers that I need.
Elusive.
It's something I've just accepted. I'm just gonna be that person who makes up words in the moment and people can judge me.
Yeah, and then the middle of the night with no context, you just shoot up in your sleep and you're like, transactional. Okay.
I feel like it's like a metaphor for my life. Like I'm just 6 hours behind.
Yeah, you're lagging. Yeah, it's just constant lag.
It's a permanent lag of my life. So that was fun. And then we went to a brewery. I don't think any of us liked the beer that much. We had fries.
It was a bummer because like I had been so excited to go there. And I mean, I had saved it in like my maps. And I was like, we're going to go. We're finally in the right area. And then, meh. Okay.
Some of it was all right. The big old thing of fries was intense.
Yeah, they love their french fries down here. So when you were like, I'm just going to get some fries. I'm like, you're going to eat all of these fries. Like, it's a giant ass basket.
Yeah, they were very starchy too.
Yep. I mean, they usually fry them here in like lard. So that might have, I didn't even think about it at the time. But now that you mention it, I'm like, that's probably what also contributed to them being heavy and monstrous.
Oh, well, live and learn. And then I think the next day we went on a trip, right?
Yeah, like, we did a lot.
It was jam-packed.
So it was your birthday weekend. And I was like, oh, let's go to the beach. And I mean, it was like wintertime, but still nice to go to the beach. It's like the coast is very impressive here. It's like the Pacific Ocean and lots of little cute towns along the coast. So we went to a place where you can see penguins sometimes, And we got a little cabana there with like my partner and a friend and Sherlock, and we all just like chilled and it was fun. We made a little like barbecue. Mm-hmm. And then one of the days we were just like, let's go to the beach and see penguins. It was our last day there, I think. Weird. Let's get to the good part. Because like the rest of it's like,
I was like, the other part was fine. I do remember laughing really hard about something the first night we got there. Your one friend did something funny, and that was.
Oh, what did Ivana do? I don't
know. I can't even remember. So maybe not worth bringing it up. It's like one of those moments where you're just in it and like everything is so silly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I laughed really hard. I don't think I've laughed that hard since then. But, you know, that was a nice memory to kind of like even out the terrible one that followed.
Like, so I know you all are waiting with bated breath to find out how we almost died.
I really wanted to see Los Pinguinos. And, yeah, we did. And I have picture proof. I do.
Dude, did we? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's good, because everything went south. Yeah. Well, I mean, you kind of had to zoom in, and then they could also just be rocks.
Right. That's what I thought. I was like, these are really tiny penguins.
Maintain those were penguins.
For the sake of our sanity, let's just say that we did see the penguins.
Yep. Otherwise... Whew. None of us were dressed for the elements that we're about
Right. The thing is that we weren't, the elements that we encountered were not elements that one would expect to encounter. So, right. You know, I mean, we were dressed up to go walk along the beach in the winter. So jeans, a jacket, sneakers, relatively like sporty, but not anything extreme.
Yeah.
And part of the beach ends and we start to get to like a little walkway area. There's a sign at the beginning of the walkway, but like, I mean, it's in Spanish, so I don't know if you paid any attention to it. I like read it briefly, but was like, nah.
I did not. I missed that. So in my retelling, I forgot. Yeah. I told people there was no sign, so I guess I lied. But
I mean, okay, but here's the problem. So the sign said, do not use walkway when it's high tide. However, it wasn't that big of a sign. And also the beach, like the tide for me, having grown up in near water, I was like, no, it's not high tide. Like the tide is very far out. Like I can see a lot of the sand. I mean, I'd never been to this beach before, so I don't know how much sand you can normally see when it's low tide. But for me, I was just like, nah, it's not high tide.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, we start walking and we get around like a bend and the walkway all of a sudden is now, it's an open, there's no guardrail, there's nothing to hold on to. There's a sheer drop on the other side into like some rocks that are in the water.
Big rocks.
Yeah, big old rocks. Like, and then behind us, and there are just houses. Like, these are people's property that just live on the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're walking. It's a little wet. We get some spray from the ocean on us, but it's like, okay, we're just gonna keep walking. This connects to another beach after.
It's like 3 foot wide, the rock path, this tile path. Right,
this walkway was pretty narrow, pretty narrow. And it was just daunting because, yeah, I mean, it was a sheer drop into these rocks.
There's one section there was no guardrail.
There wasn't a rail at all when we were walking, right.
Around the bend.
Exactly.
There was one a little farther up. I wouldn't call it a guardrail, but it was something.
Exactly. Yeah, it was something.
Yeah, it was like a 3 foot, maybe 2 foot tall little wall.
Yeah. Yeah. So we get to like this U, like the bottom part of this U-shaped part of the walkway. And we hear the water coming up and like a wave just kind of like grabs us and pins us against the wall. And it comes up to like, I would say hip height.
Yeah.
Granted,
yeah.
We were also with Sherlock. So the dog is there. Thankfully, I had him on a leash. And so I just like pick him up and I'm holding him, you know, like Lion King style. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. We must have looked like some sort of like one of those meerkats just like huddling together suddenly.
Yeah. And all of us just like freaking the fuck out.
Just caught in this back corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and so there was a dude in his garden. I remember seeing the dude as we're walking with just like his coffee. And I'm like, I'm sure he just stands here every morning watching stupid people get. Like, do what we're doing, essentially. Like,
oh my God.
He's not going to tell us not to do it, which I was like, sir, it would have been great if you could have, like, said, hey, don't do that.
Right.
But
a little bit of help would have helped.
Right. Yeah. So we get stuck in this wave, get our bottom halves all wet, and it's just so like, well, fuck, what do we do? I mean, like, so we're like, okay, let's just, you know, keep going and just get over this next sort of hill. There's a little like staircase that goes up, and then in theory, we get to the other side of the beach. It's okay, we're going. We get to this staircase, and
it was like a slope, though. I don't remember stairs. It was a
There were three
steps, and then, oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I would say like three steps.
Because I got farther.
Yes. So we're like there, and all of a sudden we hear the waves crashing, and it's like, oh, fuck. So I'm like trying to grab the dog, trying to like not get hit by water, and the water hits us like straight on. And so we try and climb up these couple of steps to like avoid the water, and then the wave comes from the other side of the steps. So hitting us from the other side as well. And at that point, I think you slipped and were like on your butt on the floor. And
I Aurelio ran also into you. Fell.
Right. And I'm there trying to like hold on to the dog and like not let anyone get washed away. And like Ivana is there like holding on. It was intense. It was really intense.
It was very frightening. That's interesting. I was out front trying to film this, and unfortunately, maybe fortunately, I did not, because it would have looked terrible. I was out front, and so I didn't catch the first waves that you all caught,
I think, because
I was ahead. But I did see the one come straight at me. And
no, that was terrifying, because it, like, I mean, the steps kind of led up, and then it was just like
that. It was just a wave and rocks. Water and rocks and and fear, lots of fear.
Yes.
And
so
shock.
At that point, we like hopped over the fence into someone's yard and tried to just like figure out what to do. And it was like a lot of, should we keep going? Should we turn back? But turning back, we're going to hit more waves. And I mean, I was very hesitant to go through someone's garden, but I'm glad that we did, because I don't think that it would have been a good idea now, looking back, to like continue.
We probably would have lost our lives. I can say that like lightly right now, but it was, I think I like came back. I think I was in shock for probably
I think we were all in shock for sure.
After that. Yeah. And then I think I was just, you know, when you go through something like that, like you're just, your body obviously is going through all the stress and processing it. And I don't think fully processed it for about a week.
Yeah.
And then I was trying to like explain it to people, and I still have a scar on my shin from when I went down. I did this kind of like twirl, twisty thing where it hit me, and I was trying to shield myself, but I didn't have any kind of treads on my shoes to hold myself up. So I went flat down and kind of spiraled, and had that's why I bring this, that 2-foot wall thing. Had that not been there, we wouldn't be here either.
Right. Yeah.
That's definitely
luckily I was wearing like hiking shoes, so I had a little bit more grip. So I stayed upright. But I mean, you and Aurelio were just like, boop, on your butts. And I was like, oh my God.
I'm surprised I have my phone still.
So the thing is, like, we were all super lucky in the sense that obviously we had no major bodily harm. We were all still together. None of us had like any water damage with our phones, even though they got soaked. I mean, completely, totally soaked. So shout out to like, I don't know, the Pixel and my Xiaomi phone and like, you know.
Yeah, coming back up, Ivana took a picture of me, and I look like just, you know, somebody who came out of a desert storm, but instead of sand, it was water.
Yeah. No, I mean, we looked like wet rats. Hurricane? We were like walking back to the car, and I'm sure that everyone who saw us was like, the fuck did these people
do? Yeah, that the dude who owns the home, whose home we were walking through, comes through with his breakfast, and he's like, people have died there.
He was like, no, the town needs to do better, because this is insane, like people have drowned. And I'm like, I'm so glad that I've heard this now and not, you know, didn't know about this before, because that would have been so much worse.
Like the time when I was in this place in Liberia, it's called Robertstown, and we were swimming, and I found out later that that's like a hangout for hammerhead sharks, apparently.
Casual. Yeah. No big deal.
Right. So now I know you're supposed to just kind of like be cool around sharks and not panic, because that attracts them. But still.
Oh, okay. So just like, yo, bro, what's up?
Again, learned that from the Instagram. So. Don't know. I don't want to try it out, but
I don't think I ever want to test that information.
Surprisingly, this was not my first time slipping on rocks, but it was more terrifying for sure.
Right. This would have to, I mean, I've done a lot of crazy things, But this has definitely been the scariest, where like I've definitely, I mean, looking back on it, I was like, no, I don't want to think about this anymore, because
yeah, I'm getting really like nervous for us, our past selves, just talking about it again. Like,
yeah,
we're very close to not being here. Mm-hmm. And the day before, a couple of days before that, we were on that hike and we were slipping and sliding around trying to find that damn waterfall. And I was like, you know, this is not very safe either.
No. I'm not made to be a mountaineering guide. I was just like, let's climb up this sheer rock face. It must just be like right over the you know, drop that is there.
It's yeah, like, next time I hang out with Gia, I'm wearing hiking boots, I'm wearing a shield made out of waterproof and sandproof armor.
A hard hat, some safety goggles.
Definitely a helmet for sure.
Definitely a helmet, yeah.
Yeah, maybe a snorkel in case I do go over the edge. But yeah, we are here, and it was learning lesson.
Yeah, I mean, just to like reinforce, I think the lesson, first of all, the ocean is terrifying. I've always held that belief, but like the ocean is terrifying. And,
no question.
You know, pay attention to signs, literal physical signs, because usually, they have something to tell you.
And if you don't know what high tide looks like. Yeah, if you don't know about tides, just say you don't know and then back away.
Just assume that it's always going to be high tide and just don't do it. Just don't do it.
Yeah. No, it's a scary place, but I'm glad we made it through so that we could tell the story, so that we could go into the next year smarter and wiser.
Oof.
Hopefully.
With more scars, but more stories. There you go.
Aw, that's a nice title.
I mean, I don't have any more scars. I didn't get any. It was just you and Aurelio he also still has one. I was like, what the hell?
Well, you have a mental scar, though.
Yes.
We'll be there forever. So.
Yes.
I do love Ivana at the end. She's like, I'm hardly wet. And I was like, I'm going to push you into the ocean now.
Yeah, but she had her, like, legit jacket that was, like, you know, waterproof and everything. And, yeah.
Yeah, irony. Yeah,
she fared well.
I wore the inner lining of my ski jacket. Had I worn the outer lining, I would have been a little bit better, but still.
Right.
Well, this has been fun. A little scary to bring that up again, but.
Yeah, but you know, we're getting to the resolutions part of the year, so we got to think of what we're going to resolve not to do next year, and I think. Doing that is definitely number one.
I did come up with a resolution. It's a lot tamer than, you know, avoid high tide, but and maybe hopefully that one's pretty achievable, but this one is too. I just want to write more cards to people.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you know, and sort of like a prayer sort of thing. I'm not religious at all. I don't pray, but kind of in like, I'm thinking of you in a tangible way.
Okay, all right.
Plus, I have a lot of cards.
True.
So that is kind of what inspired it. But yes, like gratitude. Showing gratitude towards other people in a paper form.
Cool. I like it. I mean, it's always fun to get mail in this era of digital mail. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. And like actually write it.
Right. Because here, mail gets to me very delayed. I think most people who have sent me things, like sometimes I get Christmas cards in March. But it's still fun. I mean, so if y'all want to send me snail mail, feel free. I will hang it on my freezer.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's eventually people get rid of it because it just, adds up in space and it's a dust collector. But
yeah,
it'd be nice to just get back into that habit of writing people letters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a better writer than speaker. I think that seems obvious at this point.
Says the person who has a podcast.
but also.
Case in point.
Case un punto. Anyway, what's your resolution?
Oh man, I don't know. I haven't thought about it, to be honest. I've been so freaking busy with everything here.
You've been going through a lot.
I don't know, man. I'll have to think about it. We'll have to like come back and we'll circle back to this point.
Okay. Sounds good.
I guess we'll have to see, you know, what other crazy things we can get into.
Preferably alive. Yeah.
I think we can just like stick to like knitting, basket weaving. I was going to say,
can we, I'm getting older and I feel older by the day. Can we just stick to something that's comfortable?
Where you can wear your Santa on a unicorn leggings.
Flying through outer space. Yeah, I mean, I would rather fly through outer space than go on wet rocks ever again.
That's a lie. I don't want to go to space. No, what the fuck?
Be so cool. I mean, it would be really, really weird and like a little claustrophobic, you know, when you get claustrophobic because there's too much space. That's how I felt in Kansas.
All right, you go to space. You do that, girl.
We're going to resolve to make our dreams come true, whatever they may be.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going to stay on the ground. That's my goal.
I'll wave. Yay.
Just text me. Did you see me? I waved. Did you see me?
And the text won't reach you for another like 30 billion years.
Yeah, but not because you're in space, because I'm in South America.
Oh. Oh, little Chilean humor.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to blame my not thinking of a resolution on the fact that, you know, we're just behind. Like, we're also lagging. Me and your brain, same thing. Mm-hmm. We're just, you know.
The lag is real. Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, we're all in this together, pulling for us. Pulling for ourselves. Thank you,
Troy Barnes.
That was a Red-Green reference, but yes. Oh, High School Musical, yeah.
What was yours?
Anyway, Red-Green, it's this show from Canada. It was a comedy show about, you know, outback lumberjack men doing stupid antics with duct tape. It's like great. From the early 90s, but it feels like we went back about, well, shit, that is about 30 years at this point. Holy crap. Oh my god. Anyway, yeah, it's still kind of funny, it still holds up, but there are moments you're like, Jesus, I was alive then and people thought that way. Holy crap.
Yeah. There you go. I mean, ding, 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 gee, I didn't get a thing. So, yeah. Improvisational section there. Hope you guys enjoyed our near-death experience.
Because we did. Anyway.
So much. Somebody we love curating that content for you. Like, we, you know, all I did while we were almost dying was think about how this is going to sound in the podcast.
As influencers, we have to advise you not to do this at home.
Correct. Yeah. Ever. This is dangerous. Don't do it.
Outback's out.
Our backs are out.
And thanks to Comise Johnson for her wonderful illustration of our tits. Just kidding. Of our faces.
And Gabrielle Beasley for her lovely intro and outro ukulele music.
I do feel like I am always eating whenever we do this. So people understand. I do masticate quite often.
Ooh, girl. Get your mind out the gutter. Y'all heard it. It was masticate.
I do feel like I have a frog in my throat.
Some balls in your throat?
Oh my god. yeah, so...